This project,
like the full project, bro. Come on now. Like, what are we doing, bro?
That's what I said. I said deluxe. You think I threw the deluxe in that bitch? The deluxe was hot. Nigga, we're not cap. Deluxe was fire, nigga. Dirty Diana, sun came out. Come on, man. And then DS4 was hot. Like,
what are we doing, man?
But that's just my opinion, man. What did I know? What did I know?
I'm not even bashing if it's just an opinion based thing. Y'all if it's opinion based, cool.
Y'all niggas was going in on my boy Gunna.
When it goes to Mount Rushmore, the stats gotta follow behind that, hoe.
Y'all didn't tell me that.
Like, literally, all four of those artists have had, when they dropped their album, their whole album was on Billboard Top 100.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's why they on that, hoe. Like, yeah. Their whole album was on that bitch.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, come on now. Like, what are we doing? Like,
I agree with you on that.
Come on.
That's
now,
what I
when
said,
it goes to opinion and like, oh, well, who, like, this and that, I didn't care about that, honestly. That's why I threw JID in there, because it's opinion-based now.
That's what I got the question was. CJ just hit me up. I should have knew with CJ. It's like, Devin, which one do you prefer?
You never want to tell the full story.
Hell yeah. He like said, fuck you mean, or the heart part five. I was like, shit, fuck you mean? What do you mean? Like, the heart, it was hot, but... Me personally, I don't know. Hey, that shit hard, but I ain't know the Mount Rushmore. When I seen that, I was like, I don't care. That.
You got you in some shit.
Yeah, nigga, we were about 200 messages late because Vince said this shit. Got me heated. Nigga, I'm holding people on. Hold up. Nigga, look at that stats. Man, y'all got me fucked up.
I said fuck work for like a good 10
hell,
20
oh
minutes.
Oh, God,
bro.
Nigga.
I had to do my research. I was like,
nigga,
nah, bro.
Nigga was on lunch. I ain't eat. Man, fuck y'all. Nigga got Gunna in the background. Nigga was heated.
I was heated too.
Nigga,
bro.
I'm over here listening to the Kendrick Lamar album. Look, this shit is pretty fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I had to run through that. Y'all said Tyler. I was like, let me run through this. I'm like, God. Wait, nah, this whole dude bang.
Hey, yeah, I'm like the Kendrick Lamar. Like, I heard Free Spirit. I was like, this shit is fire. I ain't gonna lie. This shit is. I did it in my song. Rich nigga. Broke phone. I was like, yeah, this shit is fire, man. Man, I was going back and forth. I was like having a little ox battle against myself. All right, that's one. Nigga marking it. Gunna got one. Kendrick got two. Okay, this ain't adding up. Once I see the post, I was like, oh, yeah, that's given. I guess that makes sense.
Man. Oh, man. That shit was funny, bro.
Yeah, but... Me personally, I don't know, man. We're going to talk about it on the podcast, man. But welcome to another episode of Cozy Couch, man, with your hosts, Kev and Dev.
Yo.
Yes, sir. We back at it. Appreciate y'all tuning in. You know what I'm saying? We got a good episode today, man.
Let's get into it, man.
We got a lot to talk about, man. A lot of shit going on in the streets. A lot of opinions flying around. Niggas arguing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hop into it, man.
Chat got a little heated today.
Oh, God. So, you know, the guys and, you know, me, we got in a little argument about who the Mount Rushmore of the 2020s.
Yeah, it's only 3 years. But...
3 years. But, you know, it's been three important years, you know, the pandemic, you know, niggas was listening, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been dropping some hot shit, you know what I'm saying, the past 3 years. And we trying to figure out who the four big dogs. I think on the rap post they had, well, I know they had Drake, that's a given.
Yeah.
Kendrick, that was a debate.
That's a debate.
I know y'all said, like, Kendrick, that debate. But, well, hold on. We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
We had Trav. I think he deserved it. You agree?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Uzi. That's another debatable.
It's debatable. I feel like if anybody's knocked off the Mount Rushmore is Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers his last album did kind of solidifies him just because... his whole album was on the top 100. And that's not easy to do. Like, I mean...
And that's a lot of fucking
songs. Those is really the only four that had did that shit. Like, I think Future did it as well. So, I mean, that's where I feel like the debate comes in. If you want to add Future to that hoe.
So are you keeping that Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I'm cool with that four. I'm cool with that four.
I agree, but I can make an argument, take Uzi out, and like CJ said, Tyler the Creator. I mean, he won two rap albums.
You could put Tyler. I wouldn't be mad if Tyler was on there.
In the past, what, 4 years? What, three years? I mean,
I wouldn't be mad if you put Tyler on there. But you're not taking Kendrick off, bro. That's what got me, bro. They were trying to take Kendrick off of this hoe. Keep Uzi. Put Tyler in front of Kendrick's spot. Like, come on, bro. Like what we doing here, bro?
Okay, that was wild.
What we doing?
Actually, I might have heard in the interlude before. I hopped in the text message and, you know, CJ said, who got a better song? Kendrick or Gunna? It was Fuck You Mean or what? The Heart Part 5. Yeah. I said Gunna. And then he said, who made better music from 2020 to now? So 3 years out of Kendrick, which Kendrick only got one project compared to Gunna. They got three projects. Wanna, DS4, and then the last shit, which I can't think of the name. Yeah, Gibson Kirk. Mm-hmm. I was like, me personally, since I'm a Gunna fan, I rock with Gunna shit because I thought Kendrick shit was kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it was bad. I gave it a B, but I just feel like his last project on Todd Dog Entertainment, so... You know what I'm saying? He probably didn't give it his all.
It could have been throwaways.
Yeah, it could have been throwaways, but it was still art at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It was his like little diary. I don't know. But it was solid. You know what I'm saying? He got some project. Yeah. But me personally, I'm still playing, you know, Gunna shit, DS4, Wanna, you know, shit like that. But that's where I seen, you know what I'm saying? That's where I hopped to the scene, text messages. Niggas like, you crazy, you know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa. I was getting attacked, nigga. He like, I ain't saying that nigga Gunna was overall better. I just said, in the past 3 years, I've been listening to more Gunna than Kendrick.
Yeah. It was a lot of miscommunication going on, but that's when boys try to push their narrative, you know? They try to push a narrative and don't want to get a full story behind it.
Yeah.
So then we had to pull in the full story of the Mount Rushmore of the 2020s. And that's where things, you know, got a little more settled down and understood, I believe, you know. Because, I mean, me personally, I feel like if your whole album, and you got 19 songs on that bitch, 18 songs, 17 songs, and the whole album make its way to the top 100, you're doing something, bro. Okay, I mean, you doing something.
Yeah, definitely.
When you got, you know, you had three different projects, you might have had maybe 8 songs on the top 100.
Wait, chill.
I'm not
hating. DF4, DF4 was number one album of the week. And I want to say he sold... It was in hundreds. I don't know how much he sold, but it was his best.
Yeah, that was like
115. Yeah, it was his most highest selling album. That's when everybody was like, okay, he broke the over 100K. He for real. Yeah. And then, you know, he had a little decline, you know, snakes it.
And that's another thing. Like, you can't, like, we can't take Kendrick off, bro. Like, he's still selling 300, 400K first week. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, what's the conversation really about right now? Like, are we talking about opinion based or like who's that guy?
That's what I was confused. I thought it was my opinion. Yeah. Nothing to know I get attacked for my opinion. I didn't know it was a Mount Rushmore. Now that I seen it, I was like, okay, yeah, I agree with that. But you could argue that Future, take Uzi or Tyler. Who else deserve it? Who else would go crazy? You can make a case of Lil Baby. I mean, I wasn't fucking with his last project, but My Turn was, it was smooth. My Turn was that album of 2020 during the pandemic. I ain't cap. Hey, before I go broke like Jack. Hey, that shit was going crazy, nigga.
He didn't even say that line. Like, hey, come on, 42. Bro. Like, he didn't even say that line.
Hey, he put 42 dollars on that hoe.
Oh, man. Like,
that nigga was going crazy, man.
I say Tyler. I can't say Lil Baby, bro. I don't know.
Why not? He sold 200. Okay.
Like I said, I say Tyler. Why not? I can't say Lil Baby.
California Breeze.
That whole crazy, but every other song on the album was terrible. Like, I mean,
California Breeze is one of his top five songs to me he ever made.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
So I give him a pass on that.
Are you going to replay that whole album?
No, sir.
You're going to play that California one song? It was like 18 songs on that album, bruh.
We don't talk about those, man.
Like, come on, bro. Like, one out of 18 is crazy.
4PF chance, man. Quit playing, man.
One out of 18 is crazy. That's all I'm saying. Like, get your ratio up. Then we could talk. If that's the case, just drop it as a single. I'd rather that.
Man, we never gonna get that 4PF chain.
I don't want it.
Shit. Hey, Lil Baby, you listen to this, man.
And I rock with Lil Baby, you know, like, he great, great potential, great artist, you know, like, he got the formula.
He got 200K, man. I mean,
that's cool.
I understand that we didn't like the album, but shit, 200 other people enjoyed it. I mean,
I heard his last
yep,
tour.
Hey, hold on, they were selling out.
They was selling out. You heard the playlist, though.
Yeah.
With a lot of old baby on that hoe. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, my uncle just went to that hoe. He said that hoe was jumping, man.
I believe it.
I mean, I believe it too. But me personally, like we talked about on the last podcast, we ain't paying that amount for Lil Baby. But
I'm not paying that ticket.
It's all about preference, man. It's all about opinions, man. That's the whole point.
Cool. If it's opinion based, bro, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Nah, some opinions are wild. Like, nigga, you threw JID up there earlier in the group chat, man. Hey. I almost lost it.
Niggas talking about rappability and flow. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I lost it. Man. Shit. Dreamville got you on a contract, man. What's up with the JID shit, man?
We said flow. We ain't say nothing about nothing else. We ain't say nothing about album sales, nothing else. We said flow. All right,
man.
That's opinion based right there. If you talking about flow, somebody float on a beat.
Who else, man, that could be that fourth spot? Any other names other than Trav? Not Trav. Future.
Ain't nobody else did the numbers. Ain't nobody else did the numbers.
I'm thinking female rap. Nah.
Nah. Let's not even get to the conversation we had with the female rap. I didn't even want to bring it up.
Here we go.
I didn't even want to bring it up. It's a reason why we can't just have anybody on the show, bro.
What you talking about?
Niggas be talking reckless, bro. Boys talking about some Meg bigger than Tory Lanez now. Like, come on now. Like, what are we doing? What are we really talking about here? What are we talking about here, bro?
So that was another argument. Well, a topic. I ain't going to say argument. Discussion. Oh, my God. So are you saying that Meg is not as big as Tory? Or, like, what side are you on?
Big as in
wait, hold up. Before you answer, choose wisely.
I'm trying to get
choose wisely, Kev. Because you know how you get, man.
I'm trying to get an understanding of the question you're asking.
You see the bigger question.
Name, like, who's headlining? Who's headlining? Like, who's the better artist? Who has better music? What's the question? What are we going for?
The question I seen in the group chat was Meg peak higher.
Her peak was higher than Tory Lanez.
Yeah. And then I was like, always been higher. I think it was always higher. Yeah, I was like, nah, because Tory been in the game since like
a long time.
2013. Like, I remember this nigga underground. I was listening to him.
Yeah, Tory Lanez on it.
Like, yeah. And Meg just got in the scene, what, 2017, 2018? So that you can't really say that.
They find a new variant every year for Megs, bro.
What you mean by that?
After Meg, it was Glorilla. After Glow, it's Sexy Red. After Sexy Red, is
they ain't the same, bro. They ain't the same, bro.
They find a new variant every year, man.
They ain't the same, bro.
They popping out like COVID vaccines, boy. It's Delta, Alpha, Beta. I'm just saying. It's a lot of them hoes.
Nah, they different, bro.
What was the last good Megan song you heard?
Me personally, I'm not the Meg. I don't be jamming Meg like that. I mean, the last song that I heard, shit. What's that song with Beyonce?
Bro, we not about to sit up here and act like Savage is a good song.
What do you mean? Beyonce hopped on that bitch. You don't like Beyonce?
Beyonce cool.
I'm about to say, make sure.
But just because you get a Beyonce feature don't make the whole song good.
Shit, I don't know.
You might sell for sure because you got the Beehive behind you, but that don't make the song good, bro. Like, come on now. Like, ain't, bro. We're not about to sit up here and act like Savage is just like, she just went crazy.
I mean, it wasn't for us. I mean, I don't expect us to be jamming on Meg, but I mean,
what's another Meg song I can think of? I don't even hear females jamming.
What's the song with
Nicki
Minaj, Hot Girl Summer, I think?
That.
With Ty Dolla $ign and that shit. Damn, that was way back. That's like 2019. I'm telling you, recently.
Yeah. You got to reach that far back. I'm telling you, bro. Like, it's cool for when they first come out because they're going to blow them up. And they're going to be the biggest artists.
Oh, what about the song with DaBaby? That had to be recent, right?
What, with Sexy Red?
No, not Sexy Red. Hell no. I'm talking about Megan Thee Stallion. I don't even know when last time Megan Thee Stallion
dropped. The one when DaBaby was talking about how you pop.
Yeah.
At that time? That was like 2021.
Okay.
2022. So it was recently. No, it was 2021. Because when was Tory Lanez's case? 2021?
You got thing. She got shot by like 2020. I mean, 2020.
So it might have been 2020 and we keeping it a stack. But
anyway, man, but I think Megan a little different because we all see Megan talent freestyling.
Like, yeah, I feel like freestyle. She's a great freestyler.
Now, Glorilla and Sexy Red, I think they're talented in a different way. I mean,
they all make club hits. It's cool. That's what you listen to all day is club music. Hey, they the artists for you. But I'm just saying, it don't last.
Then again, what do I know, man?
What do I know, man? They millionaires and I'm not, you know, like. So they got the formula.
But I just want to say Meg is, I think she's a little different. I think she could freestyle.
I think she's for sure more talented.
Yeah, okay.
She for sure more talented than Sexy Red and Glorilla to me. For sure.
Make sure we on the same page with that. Because you may see like.
But at the same time. I don't know.
What do you mean? Don't know, my boy.
I mean, like,
what you trying to say, kid?
I don't know how long they gonna
man,
last.
Man, let's go to the next subject. Why are we talking about Megan Thee Stallion, man? For the people that don't know, the big case finally came to an end. The shit we've been waiting on. This shit been seeming like a Netflix series, bro. Like,
yeah.
Tory Lanez finally got sentenced. And he got sentenced for 10 years.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that number at all.
How you feel about that, man?
I ain't doing the time, so I don't care. But
I feel the same way. I don't care. I feel like the little short nigga did to himself. I mean, hey, he kept talking about it. She wasn't even going to press charges. His dumbass kept. That thing made a dumbass. Everybody should have knew he was guilty when he made that dumbass album about the shit. Like, that was enough for me to figure out he did it. I was like, ain't no innocent nigga making a whole album talking about the girl he shot. Like, come on, man.
You know who else made an album of pleading their innocence?
R. Kelly?
Oh, R. Kelly. Hey. Hey, man. When you make an album pleading for innocence, bruh.
I know you did that shit. Oh, God. Nigga was taking her heart out, too. Nigga, I heard that Tory Lanez. I was like, oh, yeah, that nigga did that shit. This shit fire, though. This nigga did it.
Hey, man. I'm just.
Nigga over there saying, Megan Pete. I'm like, what? All right, bro.
Not the government.
Hey, nigga, call the government.
Going government is crazy, bro.
Man,
going
this nigga was taking her heart out. I was like, all right, this nigga is crazy, bro. Nigga, yeah. Menace.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that number at all. 10 years. I mean, you 3 felony charges, and he was already on probation. You broke your probation.
Like, talk about it, man.
You lucky it's not more. Honestly, they could have gave you 20.
Cause you know a lot of trolls on the internet. They'd be like, "Well, he got way more. He didn't deserve 10 years." I'm like, bro, nigga already had. He's a felon. like, and he's not even from over here. My nigga, like, come
on. They about to deport this man. Like, he about
bro,
to lose his.
Let's be for real. Like, he did some dumbass shit. Like. You can't get mad, like, and Megan Thee Stallion wasn't going to charge this nigga. Like, he did a whole album, dragged her through the mud. Yeah. Now her career probably, like, it's definitely on decline because she got a lot of haters now. I hope she bounced back, but now she got to backtrack, you know what I'm saying? Get her supported back, get that shit up and running.
Yeah.
And then, like, his dumbass just fucked it up. But
yeah. He messed up his own opportunities, his own bag. Like, hey, you can't get to blaming nobody but yourself, my boy.
Yeah, I mean, he dumb fuck.
Then he tried to get probation. They didn't allow that because you apparently you abuse alcohol. Like, it's been known. Like, hey, man. You can only get so many handouts,
bro. Bro,
like,
they pissed me off. His team talking about, well, he talking about, I'm sorry I did what I did that night. Like, nigga, you going to admit that you did it down, like, right before the sentence? Like, nigga, you could have took a plea deal, like, it got 2 years or, like, 1 year of probation, like... You could have taken a play deal. Then they go right before I said, I'm sorry, what happened that night? I'm like, man, you don't get your ass on, man. Take your ass to that county jail, man. We'll see your ass, what, 2033? Hey, that's a long ass time.
That's a long ass time, bro.
Oh,
2033.
Man.
2033.
I never wish anybody go to jail, man.
I don't wish that on my
I don't wish that on anybody, man.
But when they go, I'm like...
I can't blame him because, you know, he was dumbass at the end of the day.
And that's my thing. Like, it's not even like you was innocent. Like, it's been proven that you shot her. Like, it's been proven that you had a firearm. Like, bro, like.
And he was doing some nut shit, like some dumb shit. Mary, he hit August.
Bro, yes. Bro, like, he's doing some... criminal shit. Like, yeah, come on, bro. Bro, like this nigga acting like Tupac in the 90s, bro. Like, relax.
Bro, like, what? Nigga doing everything. Nigga exposed, man. Yo, we fucked. What? Where'd that come from?
Nigga, I'm telling you, bro. He think he Tupac for real.
Nah, that nigga thought he was untouchable. Nigga had that quarantine radio. That nigga said, shit, anybody get canceled.
Nigga on Instagram live every day going stupid. Like, come on, bro. Slow your roll.
Nigga, what? That nigga's wildin', bro. But.
Hey.
Damn, we won't be hearing for that nigga for a minute.
Yeah, he out of there.
Yeah, when that nigga get out, it could be like PS6 come out, man.
Ain't nobody trying to hear no Tory Lanez in 2033.
Shit, you'd be surprised. These niggas.
He could be like, what, 40? He ain't gonna have no revival, bro.
Nah, that shit gotta be weak because this nigga's coming. He gonna come back stronger than ever. All right, bro.
Nigga, then you gonna have like a
man, I give it a year.
A Gucci comeback or something, boy. Like,
I give it a year, man. Niggas gonna forget about that nigga. Sadly.
I mean, you could bump old Tory if you want to hear him, like what they did with R. Kelly. I'm telling you.
You see a lot of people were vouching for him, like Iggy,
Tory.
Yeah.
Azalea?
Yeah. I think they was like dating.
They probably was on some goofy shit.
Yeah, I think they was like, I think it was rumored that they was dating, whatever, but.
So you gonna
say he's like, you know, the support right before the sentence. Talk about
crazy.
Give him a less time. He's a good person. Shit like that. Like, even a doctor that did his like hair implant. Bro.
I forgot about that shit, boy.
Yeah, that nigga minutes, bro. I knew that nigga was a minute, man. When he did that shit, man. He told me to dance, bitch. When he shot her. That little leprechaun nigga is evil. Man.
Hey, you can't make it up, bro. You can't make it up. Like,
it's all believable, too. Like, I can imagine that nigga telling me, dance, bitch. Like a little evil leprechaun. Nigga punching August. Bro. Like. That nigga is wow.
Bugging, bro. Like a little gremlin for real.
You know, man. In that situation, I wish I was the driver to know what really happened that night.
Oh, he knew what happened. That's why they hit that nigga.
Oh, yeah, no. That nigga got the biggest under the table money ever.
Oh,
nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga. Man, what? That nigga.
You work with The Rock?
Jay-Z, hey, yeah. Man. Hey, go ahead and go to the mileage real quick. Nigga in the Airbnb chilling.
Don't worry about nothing. We gonna call you when we need you.
Man, I ain't seen nothing. I ain't hearing nothing, boss man. Nigga, whole time telling film, man, yeah, he did that shit.
That's all they needed to hear, man.
He did that shit. I can't tell y'all too much, but I seen some shit. Yeah,
yeah, they was looking for that man.
Yeah, hey.
When I seen they was looking for him, I'm like, ah, they guilty.
Oh, God. Nah, that shit, wow, man.
Ooh, So I don't know if you heard the news about Lil Tay.
The Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that she passed away, right?
So she passed away, but recent files in California are saying there's like no file of her death, nothing. Like there's no death certificate. There's no proof of death. Like she hasn't, there's nothing proving that she's dead right now.
So it's a lie?
I don't know. But I know her family is one of them scamming type families, bro, that be, you know, forcing shit for clout. So I don't know. We might have to stay updated about that.
I seen something where her brother died.
Yeah, her brother actually passed.
Which I didn't know that. And then it was like, I know people was like in the comments like, that shit weird that she passed away too. But damn, I ain't read too much into it. Cause I remember her. Like she was flexing. Like, yeah. Was she Asian?
Yeah.
And I just remember her doing like some flexion shit. But she was a little annoying. But RIP her though. But yeah. Damn, so you tell me they ain't no
chat? Hey, that threw me for a loop. I'm like, bro, it's one of the things you got to stay up on and read later on. So
what you think? You think they, like, damn, clout is a hell
of a drug.
I would
not be surprised, bro. Because you remember even when she was flexing and shit like that, like, she hated doing that shit. Yeah, and her parents was forcing her to do that shit.
Yeah, I heard that something, like, they was abusive, like, something like shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's true, so don't cite me on that if y'all niggas listening. You know what I'm saying? These Twitter facts, nigga. That's my source, nigga, Twitter. That's it enough.
Thanks.
But thanks. Damn. So dang, no deaths. I don't know. That's a little odd, bro. You know, it'd be some weird shit in Hollywood, man. I don't know, man. How old is she? She was 9 at that time. What was that was during the pandemic?
Yeah, she like 10, 12. I think she passed at like 12, 13, something like that.
So how old was, you know the story about her brother? Like that background?
Nah, they just said her brother had passed earlier this year.
Was she like older or?
Man, I don't know.
I don't even know like her background. Like, I just know she had money and like, I don't know what she did. She came out of nowhere talking about, I'm the 9-year-old little flexer. I'm driving this and that. I'm like, all right.
You're not even driving.
Yeah, you're not even this. You're not doing shit with your life. Get your money up. I'm like, damn. Fuck you, little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But RP her if she passed. If not, clout is a hell of a drug. I mean, we're gonna get back to that topic, man.
We'll get back with him on that one.
Yeah, man.
But, switch to the sports real quick.
Okay.
You seen Liz Cambridge with her so there's a video floating around.
Oh, I'm so glad you seen that shit. That shit was, for a nigga that don't know, she's a WNBA player. I don't know if she's still in the league because I think she got kicked out or whatever.
No, she's still in there.
Oh, she's still in there?
Yeah.
Bro, that is a funny ass video.
It's a whole bunch of physicality. Mm-hmm. You know, elbows being thrown, a lot of physical, you know, shit. And then she gets subbed out the game, and that girl just come flying, dropped her shit. Like,
Liz, I heard she be playing dirty. I mean, she did elbow them like the first time. Like,
she was throwing some.
First
blows.
Time
with
elbow, I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I don't know what happened before that. Maybe, you know, get back play.
They just probably cut it.
But I thought that was it. Next time she hit the black, in the face. You know? I said, all right. Okay.
I see she gonna get her lick back. Yeah. I knew she was gonna get it. I didn't think it was gonna be in the middle of the game, though.
She got subbed out, go ahead to that bench. Boy, old girl came over there, hit her with a Superman punch. Me! And flew. I said, damn. And Liz, she ain't no small
Liz
little girl.
Is big,
she
bro.
Like 6'8".
Yeah.
Like, her ass sat down. I said, God damn. And everybody, nobody did nothing. Like, her team didn't, like, none of them.
Get
all,
up,
like,
nothing.
They all look like, it's like she deserved that type of shit. Like, shit, what you want her to do? You...
But it's crazy. It's an old video.
Yeah.
Heard, that was during, like, COVID.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
She said, but now it's just released.
Yeah.
But she got that shit. Like, she flew. It's funny because she's so big. Like, and you can tell old girl put her power in that punch. Like, she waited the perfect time. Like,
oh, yeah. That, she wasn't ready for that at all. Yeah. Like, Carter was talking right.
She was
walking on the left, too. Like, yeah. Like, it was over with.
But she was talking shit. Liz was like, yeah, bitch. I was like, yeah, something like a pop ass. I'm see. Make sure enough, they caught ass. I said,
Caught lacking mid-game is crazy, though. Like, I'm like, damn, they need to show these type of games. Where they at? Like, viewership go crazy. They play this shit.
Oh, man. I ain't saying the rating go. Nah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, she got ass rocked, man. That's up there with Draymond.
Hey, it's up there.
It's up there.
That's up there.
It's up there.
For real.
Because I ain't never seen a 6'8". Like, she big, like.
Yeah.
And she set saying, her ass down.
She was saying that was part of her reason for, like, the departure with the team that she was with. Was because, like, it was always. I don't know if she's the problem.
I think she's the problem.
It's kind of sounding like she's the problem.
I think she is. I've
been watching
bro.
Some interviews with her. I'm yeah. like, she be talking a little crazy.
Yeah, she do. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if she was out the NBA because I remember one day, like, she got kicked off the team or some shit like that. Or she left that team.
Yeah, because I think she's on the Aces now. Because she was on the LA Sparks.
Yeah.
She was in LA.
And then she left that team.
Yeah.
Something happened with that shit. Yeah. And then, yeah, she might be with the Ace still. I don't know. But yeah. She got ass right.
She be saying they be talking crazy to her. I'm like, what you be talking like? Because the way you be playing, I don't know.
All I heard was bitch from her. I kept saying that. I was like, she cussing a lot.
She talking spicy. Yeah,
they clocked her ass. She
let that ass down real quick.
Like, what? Superman punch her ass.
That's that one in Fade to Blacks. Curtains.
Like, what? I'm like, hey, man.
I'm telling
get
you,
get that look back.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn. What am I saying? Oh, you see the Travis Scott performance?
Yeah. Yeah.
When he performed in Rome.
Hey. Hey, boy, Trav on one,
Trav
man.
Back, man.
Trav on. I don't think he ever left, bro. Like, I honestly.
You know, cancel culture, man. The extra world incident.
I feel like that was just an unfortunate event, bro. Like,
it was.
That's just a fortunate thing. Like, it's not like he called for that shit to happen, bro. Like, he's not, all right, bro, like, stomp on everybody. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's be for real. Like, he can't control other people at the end of the day. Like, the shit that was happening at that Astroworld, bro, was kind of insane. They say people was walking around with a needle stabbing folks, like.
Oh, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like,
I thought that shit was fake. Niggas was saying some crazy shit.
They said boys was passing out at that hole. Like,
it was bad. I'm not saying the incident was bad, but they made it seem like niggas was getting ejected with shit. I'm like, I went there last year. Like, nigga talking about niggas was getting sacrificed. Nigga.
Like, come on, bro.
Nigga was like, they see the demon. I said, what?
Like, come on, bro. First off, it's a circus theme. Like, any circus theme is going to have a little weirdness to it. Like,
that thing was crazy because, man, I remember I went to the barbershop the next weekend. They had that nigga performance, the Astroworld performance, and the barbershop. Nigga was spectating that whole. I was like, niggas ain't never listened to Trump's guys since I've been here. Niggas like, I heard it was niggas sacrifice people. I had to see this shit myself. Like, what?
Bugging, bro.
Yeah, but. His performance in Rome, man. His first Great. Utopia set.
Great.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta go to the concert.
And for them to put that on within 48 hours.
That shit was tough. Like, that nigga had a lot of people. I was like, God damn, you got the whole city there?
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes him top, bro. Like, this ain't even a U.S. venue. Like,
yeah, like 50K like plus like there. I'm like, God damn, this nigga had the whole
this
town
man in Italy. Like...
Crazy. Come and them on, niggas saying it word for word.
Yeah, like they don't even speak English. Not even their first language,
bro. Hey, I'm like, these niggas know English.
Nigga was exactly, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, his crowd control was crazy. Like,
man, what? Nigga played all his songs on Utopia, well, most of them, man. That shit was five. And then when he ended it off with Telekinesis. When he was in the van smoking,
bro.
Nigga heard SZA. I was like, oh man, nigga, just listen.
You just gotta let those vocals play.
Oh, God, nigga smoking paper. I'm like, I feel you, man.
Nigga smoking his blunt, like,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
Man.
Like, yeah, I made this song.
Like, you had a tough day at work.
Yeah, that shit was hard. He had a camera roll. He's like, keep the camera rolling. Nigga just smoking. It was like a little interlude. I was like, this shit hard. Nigga had Future. Then Kanye, man, yay back.
Hey, bring Kanye out, bro. Like, come on, man. Hey, that top right there. Like, that made it top right there,
oh,
bro.
Oh, God,
like,
nigga. And he performed Can't Tell Me Nothing, my favorite song by that nigga.
Come on, bro. Like,
man, what?
Like, when we talk about this greatest, bro, like, what we talking about, bro? Like, performance-wise, what are we talking about now? Like, what?
Like, let's be for real, man.
He had his Pop Smoke tribute, like, man.
Travis Scott still got that
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, bro. Wait until that nigga hit the States. Explain to that nigga his taste.
It's over with.
I need that. Drop hey. It. And tickets go on sale Friday, nigga. On Friday.
Go get them.
Go get that, nigga.
When boys talk about, like, people following people on concerts, like, literally going on tour with the artist, that's one of them ones you could do that with, bruh. Like,
nigga, different.
Ain't too many people doing that, bruh.
Nah, bro.
Like,
nigga, album just dropped 2 weeks. Nigga know that shit.
Word for word. Like, come on, man. Like, the whole album? Y'all know every song?
Nigga, jumping. Nah, them niggas had, like, flares in the crowd. I said, what? Meltdown came, nigga, out the flares. I said, oh, these niggas are hey, them poor niggas going crazy. Yeah, I ain't never seen no flare in a mosh pit in America. I was like, hold up now. Nigga about to set a fire in that bitch.
He brought that dude on stage. He jumped in the crowd. I'm like, oh, man.
Hey, that nigga Trent was a little scary. He said, hey, turn it, keep the lights on. Keep the lights on. That nigga said, hold up. We ain't about to have another outro, bro. That nigga said, I got to see what's going on.
Yeah, he said, keep these lights on, God, nigga. Hey. We not turning shit off. We seeing everybody every second of this.
That nigga said, you got to see everything. Nigga seen the flare. Hold up. What they doing back there? Nigga see fire. Hold up. Nigga's good.
Gotta make sure.
Shout out to Trav, man. I'm excited for that nigga concert, man. Coming out here.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ones.
Yeah, definitely, man. Trav Allen still going crazy. 2 weeks, I'm still in my rotation.
Yeah.
Good job, Trav, man.
When he going to be in Houston? I think he been in Houston November. November 15th.
There's a lot of people
like
coming, man. That's a lot of concert, man.
It's going to be stacked, bro.
You got Drake coming and Beyonce coming September. You know what I'm saying?
50 coming.
50 coming. You got Uzi coming November. I think Trav coming November.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey.
I'm going to try to catch the Trav concert in Austin because it's on a Saturday. And it's right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Because the one in Houston, I want to say it's on a Wednesday or a Thursday.
It's going to be on Thanksgiving?
No.
Oh, the week before?
Yeah, the weekend before on the 19th, I believe, in Austin.
Okay.
And then the one in Houston, I want to say it's like second week of November on like a Thursday. But either way, I'm gonna try to be in that hole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The show gotta catch that.
Gotta go to Utopia, nigga. what Drake say on the song? Nigga, this is Utopia. She said, it don't look like Utopia. This is a hotel room.
Yeah.
A lot of shit coming on. Back to the sports, man. Preseason football is officially back.
It's
starting
back,
tomorrow.
Man. Football is back. We back at it.
Yes, sir. Who we got tomorrow, man?
We got the hometown Texans, you feel me? You know, they going to put on a show.
Most definitely.
About to whoop some Patriots ass first week, you feel me? It's preseason, you know, get a little taste of the little AFC just to get a little warm up.
Okay. What's your prediction for tomorrow, man?
Score, I got 17-14 Texans.
You feel me? Yeah, Texans.
Yeah,
man. We got the... We ain't sponsored by no betting website, but, you know, soon we will, but
it's coming soon.
Yeah. They got the Texans as the, you know, the winner, and then you got the Patriots as the underdogs, man.
Yeah.
And I believe we got a doubleheader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The late game.
Seahawks
versus Minnesota.
Yeah. I got Seahawks, you know.
Yeah, they got Seahawks.
Seahawks don't do what they do.
Yep.
They got a lot of young talent over there, so they're going to get a lot of minutes.
Hey, who the Seahawks quarterback?
The starter is Geno.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Geno did do good last year.
Geno had a great year.
Yeah, he did better than I expected. Geno.
Great year.
I hope he bounced back. Hope they don't make him tank to get Caleb.
Yeah. One thing I was actually, I don't know if you've been watching it, was the NFL's Top 100.
Oh, yeah, I did watch that. I watched it with CJ. That shit was fire.
Yeah, I fuck with it, man.
You seen the top five, right?
I ain't see the full top five. I know they got Mahomes at one.
Yeah, you seen two?
Who's two?
Take a guess.
Tyreek?
Nah.
Is it quarterback?
Nah.
Or is it receiver?
You in the right direction.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Justin.
I can believe that. I know number three was Jalen.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I'm tired of these boys talking about he not a top five quarterback and all. I'm like, come on now. What are we really talking about?
No,
here?
He deserved that.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, he deserved it. He deserved it.
An undefeated season till you get to the playoffs? Like, come on, bro.
He balling. I don't understand the hate against Hurts. I know a lot of people say it's the system. He got all the weapon behind him. You know, it's like an Alabama system. They got every position filled up. The quarterback, you just got to be mediocre. But I think he's the real deal, me personally. I'm saying you don't get that big contract.
There's been a lot of quarterbacks in that system, bro. Like, yeah. I mean, you could say the same for the 49ers. They a system, right? Like, every NFL team is a system. Like, even when Tom Brady first got to the Patriots, bro, it was a system. Like, he had to develop in that system. And, you know, ultimately, yeah, he became, you know, who he was and could branch off. But he wasn't doing that his first years in the league. Like, especially even his first starting years, he wasn't doing that shit. Like,
True.
Like, come on now.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
It's the NFL. It's, of course it's a system. Mm-hmm. It's the NFL. It's a this ain't NBA where it's five players on a team, you know, like this is 11 one player not gonna do it all with 11 people on the field, bro. On just your side. Like, come on, bro.
Unless you Barry Sanders.
Yeah. And he still couldn't do it all. Like,
he retired
he got
early.
He got his points and his yards and shit, but early, a quick career, no Super Bowls. I don't think he had any playoff dubs.
Nope. Most of the players that did by their own, they retire early. Megatron.
Hey, they getting beat up. That's why.
Ain't doing this shit. I got mine.
That's where you know the individual player does matter. But in order to win, you got to be in a system.
Yeah.
You got to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. Pat Mahomes is an amazing quarterback. But if he wasn't in that Andy Reid system, I can't just say he was going to do what he was going to do. Because, I mean, Pat Mahomes is going to be great. Don't get me wrong. Mahomes is going to be great regardless.
That's a good debate, though.
But just doing what he's doing now, like, you got to have a coach that, one, trust you to do that and not pull your ass. Two, you got to have the right system around you. He was lucky enough to have Tyreek Hill, the fastest nigga in the league at the time when he first was in there.
Still the fastest nigga.
And you had that early. Then you always had Kelsey. Like, come on, bro.
It's kind of like the Bill Belichick and Tom Brady situation. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He got a Gronk. As long as he got Gronk.
Yep. Your defense is good enough. They're not the best, but they do enough.
They front seven nice.
Exactly.
Now,
once you get past that third level, it's hey.
But at that point, like, you could beat them DBs. Now you just playing against Mahomes. Like, can your defense stop that nigga?
Yeah.
And it's like, they can stop for so long. And then it's like,
all they need is one stop.
Yeah.
And if you playing, you know, a shootout with this man.
Exactly. You don't want to play shootout with him.
You don't want to be in no shootout with him.
Nah. Because you will get your heart broken. We see playing time, that 2 minute. Oh, they think about to lose. Nigga, march down there.
Yeah, you going to score too quick. You going to make like a easy mistake. Like,
nigga, score too quick.
Left too much time on the clock.
1 minute and 45 seconds.
He scored with 3 seconds left on the clock. Like, damn.
Oh, you see that nigga celebrating?
Are you think like, all right, well, we only gonna leave him 1:17 this time. You find a way to score again, like, oh man.
Don't let it be y'all by three. Nigga.
Oh man.
Doesn't he need a field goal this
all time? He need is a field goal. He gonna get a touchdown.
Nah, we going for the touchdown, coach. Nigga, marching
out. Field goal is a safety net. We already at the 30. Getting to the 30 is easy. Oh, that's light work.
Nigga, marching out, hoe. Not fucking up. Andy Reid calling, going to the back of the playbook.
Hey. Nick. And that's the thing. Like, that, like, you can't beat that creativity, bro.
And then
like,
you got Eric, too. You got to put some Eric, respect on their old offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder what he going to do in Washington.
Shit. Turn up.
I hope so.
He going to turn up. I feel like he's going to wait a year. He going to get a quarterback that he wants.
Ooh, what if he get little Pat Mahomes?
Little Caleb?
Yeah.
Calling him Pat Mahomes is crazy.
He is little Pat.
That's a little disrespectful.
He is little Pat.
It's a little disrespectful.
He little Pat, man.
He ain't did nothing to prove to me he a little Pat. Shit. I ain't gonna cap.
Oh, he got like 2 Heisman?
Heisman cool. I mean, Baker got a Heisman.
Baker was cooking that year.
Oh, my
Let's God. Be for real.
I mean, Heisman cool. Don't get me wrong. It's a great accomplishment.
And he went to Oklahoma. And that's Heisman University.
I mean, it was the same coach. Yeah, that's at USC. That guy. I mean, you under Riley, you gonna get a Heisman. You gonna get his quarterback a Heisman.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley tied in.
But I don't know. You lose to Utah twice. A little sus, Diane.
Second time was their fault, bro. Defense would let him down, bro. Defense would let him down.
Then he lost to Tulane too. I was like, oh man, this nigga bugging.
Nah, when they.
Hey, get him out of here.
Yeah, when they lost to the nigga, I was like, all right, they bullshitting, but I can't blame them all for that. But that's tough, though, man. We're going to see what he do this year.
Yeah. I mean.
Even though he probably going to be first round, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, he's for sure going to be a first round pick.
Yeah. I mean, easy.
Easily first round pick. He's top two quarterback in the college right now.
Really number one.
Yeah, I really can't name just anybody just flat out better than him at quarterback. He gonna be a lottery pick. Like, he gonna be top five, really.
Who?
Caleb.
He gonna be number one.
Yeah, I really see him number one.
Yeah, he gonna be number one.
Boys gonna tank for him. I'm curious of what these NFL teams gonna look like, though. I'm curious of one if Cardinals gonna tank. I'm curious about that one.
You think Kyler out? They gonna trade him?
Where they gonna trade him to, though? I heard some crazy shit.
You said the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I heard the Cowboys.
Yeah, because Dak on the hot seat. I mean, I think, me personally, I think Dak last year, if you don't
go. Still throwing picks. You seen his recent practice? He threw two picks to Trayvon. They talking shit.
Nigga, hey. Remember when I showed you that video? He said, bitch ass nigga.
They talking crazy to Dak, bro. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Nah, they know that nigga out.
I don't know if that's helping his confidence against other teams, because you do need your defense to, like, hey, talk shit to you, bro. And shit. But, like.
Man, nah, get on his ass, bro. Like,
you for sure got to get on his ass. But, cause
it's,
I mean,
the last year for this nigga, like.
But I think it's a good thing, too, though, because, like, even Aaron Rodgers, he's throwing picks in Jets practices. Not as many. Nah, it's not coming as many as Dak. But he'll throw a pick every now and then, and it's like.
That's a little hard, though. You got sauce over there and shit. And
but
like,
I mean, you got, I mean,
let's be, come on.
Sauce better than Trayvon. All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
Trayvon
is nice, though.
Yeah,
Trayvon is nice. And you got Stephon Gilmore over there. You got a DB core.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you got to deal with that front seven as well.
Yeah, but, dang,
I don't know.
I don't know what's up with that name, man. He talking about he ain't going to throw more than 10 picks this season, man. He ain't lost a damn.
That's a good number. That's a good number. If you don't,
I give by
10,
week 8, he already have 10.
That's crazy. By week 8, you got him with 10 picks?
Yes. Bro, he missed a good bit of games. He led the NFL with the most picks last year. And you tell me he going to play a whole fucking season and not throw more than 10 picks? He don't. Bro. By week 8. I didn't even look at the Cowboys schedule. That's how confident I am.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, we're going to make this shit a clip. So I can replay that shit.
Oh, man. That might be worse than the Dak's ass.
There's no way this nigga don't throw more than 10.
I mean, they might run more. I'm curious. I don't know.
No, they're going to have to throw. They got CD and
they for sure going to have to throw because CD going to have to get his touches. But other than that, I mean, they don't have Amari Cooper no more.
He still got Galloway, right?
Gallup? Do they have Gallup? He might still be.
I know he keep getting hurt.
Yeah, he do keep getting hurt. He's not. But
I like him,
bro.
I like him.
I don't know.
They still got Tony. My boy Tony. You don't like Tony?
Tony cool.
Well, let's not disrespect Tony, man. Let's not act like he wasn't outperforming. Yeah, he was carrying Zeke.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
For sure, but I mean.
Tony a dog.
You know at running back, you got to have more than one.
Yeah, but Tony, he kind of like an Alvin Kamara.
Because he can do
routes.
He can
catch and he could. Because that's what kind of what the lead is now. Like.
Yeah,
of course you want that power running back, but now you need a running back that can catch too. Like,
yeah, he needs to be elusive, get outside.
Yeah, you got to catch. And absolutely. A lot of these running backs, you know, power running backs, they don't know how to catch.
That's true.
And he don't foam the ball. That's why, most importantly.
Yeah.
So I like Tony, man.
I like him. Don't get me wrong. He's a great, great player.
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't know if you could just lean on him like that yet, though. Like,
we're gonna see. I mean, shit, you've been leaning on him.
Yeah,
he
better than Zeke. Yeah. I mean, who you gonna lean on?
You want Zeke fat ass or you want this nigga, bro? I mean, I'm going with the young blood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just hope he don't get hurt, you know what I'm saying? Stay healthy. I wish everybody a healthy season this year.
Yeah, I hope it's like a really healthy season. NFL in general.
Yeah, not starting off too strong, though.
I know you seen that Dolphins video. I think you sent me that hoe.
I damn right sent you that hoe. Nigga talking about Tua gonna be all right. Yeah, fuck no.
That old line is getting
blown
up. That's
another nigga I'm guaranteeing to bet on, nigga. I give week 10. He not. Week 10, no.
It's like they can smell the weakness in their line, bro, or something, because they be like...
Bro, and y'all niggas said he going to last the whole season. Like, bro, let's be fucking for real. He won concussion from...
having to retire.
Yes, nigga. They going to be in the same boat. What's the bill, nigga?
DeMar?
Yeah, they going to be in the same boat as that, nigga. Going to see that nigga at all the war shows and shit.
Hey, that's crazy.
Man, I ain't lying, bro. They need to get two out of there, man. It's going to get real ugly. If they doing what they did in practice, line just blowing they shit up.
But I will say this, it's not a lot of great defenses in the AFC. Like D-line, like front sevens in the AFC. I feel like front sevens are more in the NFC, just aggressive, getting to the quarterback.
I really want to see the Dolphins schedule.
Oh, I know they got a tough one.
Well, they got to play the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
That's a front seven.
Yeah. Steelers. Steelers gonna get after. Yeah, and TJ Watt is back.
Yeah,
so,
it's gonna get ugly for that nigga. It's gonna get real ugly. Talking about nigga might be on that. Get the cart ready for that nigga. Like, nigga might not make it.
Oh yeah, TJ Watt gonna have an exceptional year.
Oh God, and then shit, he better hope you don't go against
the Browns.
Yeah, Miles.
Browns. Yeah.
Yeah, he gonna get on that line. It's wraps.
Yeah.
Who else got some dogs on that line? Patriots, they usually got some dogs on
Judon
that line.
Judon gonna get his.
Exactly. I'm just saying. We sleep on the AFC, but.
I'm not sleep. Like, when I say, like, when I compare, I'm just comparing, like, great defenses, like 49ers, Eagles, okay, Cowboys. Yeah. Okay. They're just, their defense is just crazy. Like,
I got you.
Yeah. Like, even when you talk about, like, the Lions front seven, they got that new D lineman from Michigan that's been going crazy, Hutchinson.
Oh yeah, like,
he's even crazy.
He's like, going crazy, right?
Yeah, like it's just in the AFC. You know, you got like Ravens. They don't have a front seven really, but they have a good offense and they got DBs.
They got solid linebackers.
Yeah, Jets is gonna be a tough one. Jets is going to, because they got to just complete defense.
Oh, yeah, Quinn and Williams. Hit that
nigga. Yeah, they just got to complete defense.
Yeah, Quinn Williams going to hit that nigga.
Yeah.
Ooh, big Quinn. Yeah, I pray to make it, but I tell you what, them boys need to start blocking because
you
lucky that wasn't the another defense, boy.
Hey.
This could get ugly.
Hey,
I'm talking about all four. The front four was all back there. I said, damn.
Yeah. These joint practices is going crazy, though.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen Tyreek cook up somebody.
Atlanta.
Yeah, that shit bad.
Atlanta. Oh, my
God. Yeah, he rallied the fuck out of him. I was like, this nigga too damn fast. Like, he already had him on the fly route. Yeah. That nigga stopped.
Came back. It's, you know you, like, go, like, just better when you, like, you already beat him. Because receivers are taught, if you beat him, like, you leave him. Like,
He already had a beat. Like,
Nah, I'm gonna finish my route. Like
that nigga playing like what 7-10 yards back. He already beat him, like ran past the nigga. I was like, all right, I thought he gonna lob it. Nigga stop, which is crazy. I'm like, how the fuck you run that fast? You like stop and not
on a dime like that, like
DB confused.
But that's what makes Tyreek so great, really.
Yeah,
it's his change of direction. Cause I think it's cause how short he is though too.
Yeah,
and like his legs are just so powerful. He can. You know, just stop like that without like tweaking.
Yeah, he got them good breaks, man. He got them good knees. He got them making stallion knees.
D Hop be breaking like that, and that's how he be messing up his knee and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, he got them good knees, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, Megan Stallion knees, man. Them knees are still. Yeah, and they got breaks and shit.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year, though. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. Football back. Football Can't wait. Back, College man. Football going to be back in a couple weeks, man.
I'm telling you.
I don't know if you've been watching the spring, like, practice camps, man.
Oh, yeah.
I see Colorado, man.
Deion know what he doing, bro.
Yeah, they practice intense. I'm like, God damn, man.
He know what he doing. He knows. And what has me kind of a little heated is these other coaches throwing shots at Deion, talking about some old, well, like, we can't all coach like Deion and just get rid of everybody.
What they mean that?
I'm like, bro, every coach does that. Like, literally, when Nick Saban moved from LSU to Bama, he wiped that whole squad out. Like, he was like, nah.
I'm going to say every new head coach do that, bro. Everybody know that. When you get a new head coach, they're going to swipe the old niggas out. They're going to usually transfer out. And they're going to bring the people. Portal, yeah,
I'm bringing all the cold niggas that want to follow me. Exactly. Hey, all of these boys going to be here.
Any good coach going to do that. Like, bro, I got some good people over here. We're going to take ass over there. And do the same thing. Like,
that's part of the game. Like, what I'm supposed to just deal with sorry niggas just because they over here?
You
like,
want me to chase the quad that went 1-11 last year? Like,
come on now.
Let's be for
and
real.
These scholarships are year to year now, so I don't owe you nothing. Like,
what is it? Friday Night Lights? Like, remember the Titans? I'm supposed to turn this team around? And niggas and lost their damn mind. I tell you. Oh, one more thing, man. Topic I wanted to discuss.
What's up?
The Alabama bro.
Montgomery. Hey, get your chairs, man. Get your lawn chairs.
What, August 5th, man? National holiday for black people, man. Times that changed, man. I ain't never thought I'd see a group of black people beating some white people up in the state of Alabama. Niggas not getting arrested.
Everybody knows the call, bro. Everybody knows the signal now, bro. Everybody knows the signal. When you see that hat flying that air,
nigga hit the Bobby Schmurder.
Hey, when that hat flying that air, man, you know what that means, man. Drop everything, niggas in trouble.
What? You niggas in trouble. You niggas in trouble. Nigga, what? That nigga hit the Bobby Schmurder on Square.
Yep.
Shout out to the nigga that was swimming, bro.
Hey,
he beat the black allegations. Niggas talking about we can't swim. Well, guess what, nigga, we can swim. That nigga swim a lake. I ain't never seen a nigga swim to a fight.
Facts.
I said, hold up, this nigga's swimming. And then you see the auntie.
Pier.
Auntie said, go on. Oh, young buck, go get him. Young buck, go get him. Nigga hopped in there, man. Nigga.
Yeah. Hey, they tried to run to their boat. Like, nah, nigga.
Hey, shout out to Uncle with the chair, man. Yeah, that nigga was playing. He was tired.
Bro threw the chair down. He threw it down to bro. Like,
he was tired of that shit.
Yeah.
Nigga said, I fought too hard for this. He waved all his life for that shit.
Hey, man.
Oh, man.
Shouts out to that, man.
Man.
Hey, we got a new signal, man. That's our new bat signal.
Jokes, man.
We ain't got to say a word. You see that hat in the air? You know what that means, bro.
Man, I love Black View for that.
And
man.
The unity. That's what I appreciate. The unity of it all, man.
All like, the allegations would
you
be,
mess with
man.
One of us, you mess with all of us. Was it nobody, you know, letting him be stuck out like that? They were like, nah, we got your back, OG.
Oh, God.
Good black loving right there.
That's probably
man.
The best video y'all seen this year.
That's what you got to do, though. You know,
shit
we got to
like
stand
WWE
together.
WWE script, man.
You like, got to stand together, man.
Oh, God.
Man. Yeah, we're going to get up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Hit that like, share, subscribe button.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Peace.
Peace.